Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul's going to be off today. He's on a little mini vacation. We sent him to see my brother in Florida, so he should be back next week. Again, this is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, doing the show for him. If you have any questions about gardening today, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 1-855-660-4261. And try to answer all your gardening questions today. I'll be here live until about 10 o'clock today. As I said before, my father will be back next week. Send him on a little vacation, see my brother in Florida, see how things are going there. It's a lot better there right now than it is up here. I'm up here in Peabody, and it is pouring like no other, and it's a balmy 48 degrees. So a little cold and rainy down here today. So, you know, might be doing some indoor gardening today instead of some outdoor gardening. I know it is supposed to stop raining maybe later in the day, warm up to the 60s. So, you know, that might be nice. Tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day too. So, you know, that'll help us out. Let me give you a little bit of information about myself. I have been doing my father's show when he is on vacation for the past couple of years. Been doing this as much as I can. I love doing it. Love answering your questions. I work at a garden center in Peabody called Northeast Nursery. I run the retail store. I take care of purchasing all of the chemicals, insecticides, fertilizers, and that type of thing. So I know a thing or two about the chemicals. I can help you out, answer all these questions. I went to Stockbridge School of Agriculture, just like my father. Went to UMass Amherst and got a four-year degree in the urban forestry. So I've been doing this a little bit. Been doing this since I was a little kid. So this is you know, the same thing to me. So it's right in my blood. So if you guys have any questions, you can give us a phone call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have two interviews today. We're going to talk to Paul Largay from the travel agency that is putting on my father's trip to Alaska. He'll be on around 8. And then Trey Smith from Fertiloom will be dealing with us. Will be talking to us about the 9 o'clock hour. So a few questions about Fertiloom, and we can answer. He can answer a few questions for us and help us out and give us a better understanding about their products and what we should be using at this time of year. You know, it isn't too late to be actually doing a few things in your garden out there, fertilize-wise, and protecting for the future. So we're going to be talking about that and trying to get a little bit of information out to you so you know what to do. It might be October 14th, and it might be a little bit cold, but I will tell you, it is not a bad time to be planting or putting a lawn in. It's actually one of the better times to be doing it. I've seen people put plants in until December and lawns in December. So depending upon the weather we're getting, if it stays warm or in the 50s and 60s, we should be doing fine for that. So might be a little bit rainy right now, but it might be a good time to be throwing some seed down, getting it down there with the water. There's just a couple ideas to do. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're here to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. And if I don't know the answer, I'll let you know I don't know it. And my father will be back, and he can help you out the next week. But I'm going to do everything I can to help you out and get that answer for you. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line yet? All right, that sounds like we don't, so we're going to keep going here. We're going to keep going here. So give us a call so we can get some of these questions answered. And so it's 855-660-4261. We're going to be talking a little bit about what you can be doing in the fall. This is the time of year everybody should be cleaning up and getting everything ready for, you know, for the winter. Everybody's out there raking, getting the leaves out, and getting the lawns prepared for winter, putting the winterizer down, and getting everything ready to go. Just make sure you take care of everything. One way to make things easier for you in the spring is make sure when you put everything away, you know, you have everything sharpened, everything cleaned. So in the spring, when it comes time and it's, you know, we get a March where it's in the 80s again, you want to get going, you're not wasting time and cleaning up your shovels, your pruners, etc. They're all ready to go in the spring. It'll give you a little bit of advantage in the spring to make sure everything's ready to go. Just make sure everything gets put away. It's actually going to save you money, because we all know time is money. So you know, the time that you're saving in the spring is priceless, really. Especially when the spring only, you know, you're going. You got the weekends, and you go from there. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until about 10 o'clock answering your garden questions, anything you can, any questions you have. Another thing that this time of year that we should be thinking about, right now wouldn't be the ideal time because of the rain that we're having, but wilt proof for all your evergreens. You want to try and reduce the moisture loss that happens for your evergreens during the winter. You're going to be wanting to spray your evergreens with this so that when it gets really cold and then it gets, you know, the snow cover, then it starts to heat up the plant, then cool the plant down, heat up, cool the plant down, etc. You want that moisture to stay in there so you're not actually having dieback on the plant. You want to use wilt proof. You actually can use it up until it's 40 degrees is the minimum degree temperature that you can spray this on the plant. So this is a product you can be doing now. I'd wait until after the rain is over because you're going to be spraying it. It's kind of a like an oily base. Those two don't mix, the rain. So you're going to want to make sure you use it after the rain. Let the rain subside, and I think tomorrow is going to be a better day for it. It's going to be in the 60s, and at night almost down to 40. So this is a perfect time to be doing this on all evergreens. When I say evergreens, I mean your rhododendrons, your hollies, your some of your azaleas that are the evergreen azaleas. You know, anything that keeps their foliage for all year long. One thing I don't recommend spraying is anything that has like a blue tinge to the needle or the leaf, like a blue spruce. Sometimes that can take some of the blue off of it. So I would recommend not spraying it on anything that has a blue tinge to the foliage. That way you're not losing that wonderful blue color that it has. So that is something to think about with that. But every evergreen, you want to spray those. I've even heard of spraying some of your hydrangea tips towards the end of the season so that the tips there will hold some of that moisture in so that you'll have a better success in the spring with the, with your hydrangea blooms and it flowering and coming back earlier. It's a great thing to be using. Another thing you can actually do with wilt proof is later on in the year. I know it's October 14th. We're not towards Christmas yet. With your Christmas greens that you put out or your Christmas wreath, you could spray that with that so it lasts a little bit longer, and you might be celebrating with a nice Christmas wreath or Christmas greens all the way till February or even longer. Some people have done it, and the wilt proof actually will hold the moisture in there longer so the needle drop won't be as much. But I don't want to push it yet. It is October 14th, although my store is starting to set up Christmas here, so it is kind of, you know, starting to get there. So I walked in today and I saw a giant Christmas tree that was already decorated. Halloween hasn't even happened yet, but you got to get things out there early. So the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I sent him on a little vacation to see my brother in Florida. Should be back next week, him and my mother enjoying some of the sun down there while we enjoy some of this rain. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Another thing I was that you can start to worry about in the garden is the deer that are going to be taking advantage of your trees this winter, your shrubs, etc. You can use multiple products on there to try and repel them. There's a lot of different products out on the market. I've always tried to use multiple products, not just a repellent. You want to actually scare the animal a little bit, and that's by scent, sometimes that's by taste. You just want to make sure that the animal does not want to come back to that area. There are multiple products out there. Like I said, you can use the shake-away products. They have multiple styles. They have from rodents to small animals to deer. They have a urine-based product, coyotes and foxes. It's a perfect product to be using. A couple other things we can do, I'll get on the other side of the break, give you some more information. But please give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Patrick, I am here for the duration of the show today. Going to try and help you out with all your gardening questions. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little groggy out there. It's pouring like no other in Peabody, Massachusetts here, so I'd be sleeping in too, but I guess we got a couple callers on the line, so Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up first?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about her lawn.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Paul Patrick.
This is Patrick.
I understand that this is a good time to put a yard in, but when I do this time of year, the leaves fall on it, and if I try and rake the leaves off, it disturbs the seed. If I don't, then the seed doesn't get any sun. So what do people practically do? I mean, I know it's a great idea intellectually, but how do they actually do it?
Well, one of the things that you can do is there are products that you can use to cover the seed before the leaves will get on it. There's like a mulching product. I sell a product here down in Massachusetts called Easy Straw. It's got a tackifier in it, so it holds onto the ground so that when it gets covered up, it doesn't blow away as easily. One of the things you can do is you can use a light rake over the top if you were going to. I know they say don't walk over it. But if it's a heavy, heavy leaf drop, you're going to have to try and get rid of it. At that point, when you do, if you have some seed left over, it doesn't hurt to throw a little bit afterwards and get that down there. Usually after a storm, if it's pouring, et cetera, you're going to have a lot of leaf drop.
Yeah, I live in the woods. I have a lot of leaves.
Yeah, it is tough. Some of that leaf drop, though, if it gets real cold, it'll actually act as an insulator sometimes to help it as the seed is working towards the roots instead of the shoots.
That's what you want to be doing
right now. The reason why putting seed down at this time of year is so great is because the seed can focus on doing on the roots. So later on in the spring, it'll have better shoots for you and a thicker lawn. You should, if you really want, if you wanted to, just to get some fast germination in there, so you can get something popping through. You could put a rye grass in with the mix. That way, the rye that we have a product down here, it's a tri rye. It's three styles of rye grass, and that's a fast germinator, so you can get something up there before the leaves get over it. That is something you can do.
And what was the name of the product that you can put over the top? That's some kind of a mulch.
I've heard of multiple products. The product I use down here is called Easy Straw. You can type in a Google search for Easy Straw, or actually up there they have a product mainly mulch that can be used. It's just something. It's basically like a straw that you put over there that actually has a tackifier on it that holds it. That way that it'll stick to the ground a little bit more. It also protects it from the birds, because we're getting into the birding season right now where they're actually looking for
food
for the winter.
And
they say that, you know, birds go to the ground before they will go to a feeder. So they're definitely trying to go for your seed. They'll be trying to go for the seed right now. So that's another thing that it does. It protects it from them as well. So you're doing a little bit of, you know, protecting it from anything that's going to fall on top of it and the birds, because the birds are just as bad this time of year as, you know, stuff falling on top of it and staying. You never know what they're going to take from you and what's going to stay on the ground.
And then the other question I had, thank you. The other question I had was about the bare tree and shrub.
Okay.
And I know the active ingredient. I'm a degreed entomologist from UMO. I know the active ingredient is imidacloprid.
Yep.
And I've been using it to combat the red Asian lily beetle, which has been destroying my tiger lilies and orientals.
Yep.
But now I don't have any honeybees. So I did some research and I found out why that is. And I'm sure you already know that. And I don't know what else to use. I've got to stop using it because I'm not going to kill the honeybees. That's not an option anymore.
On that, I have a couple things I can let you know about on the other side of the break. We're about to head up a break, and I want to give you all the information we can, Sandy. So if you want to hang on the line, I'll catch you on the other side of the break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Sandy about some honeybees and the lack thereof that are in her yard. Sandy, one of the things you can be doing there are multiple honeybee attractants out there that you can use to try and bring the honeybees back to your yard. One is from Monterey Lawn and Garden. It's the makers of Sluggo, so it'll be in that same yellow packaging. You can put that in, and it'll do about 200 square feet of a garden. That way it'll attract them back. One of the things you were talking about was the bear tree and shrub using it. One of the things that you could do is actually take a year off from doing it and then kind of be a little bit more active on what's happening and by using the neem early, spraying the neem on the product, which is an organic-based product, on the lilies earlier. It might take a little bit of time. That way you can get the resistance back up into the system of the honeybees in the area. The spray does not kill the honeybees, There are studies out there. It's an ongoing study right now. Everybody has a different thing that's going on with it. It is a product that is usually used systemically, the imidacloprid, and goes translocates through the plant. But there are multiple studies out there saying it's not completely killing the bees out there, that the bees are safe. It's really on how you use the product. If it's used in the right way, it won't necessarily harm the bees. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about Lily.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick, thank you for taking my call.
No,
a friend of your mom and dad's, and one thing we did this year is we attended the garden tour.
Yep.
And so I have a question about the lilies that your dad put together at the last moment since he didn't get the supply from Florida. And another question is that I have brown patches in the grass, and your dad made mention about a chemical to take care of the grubs. Right.
Okay.
Now, the different kinds of animals are digging up the area, so I know, in fact, there are grubs in that area.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Let's we'll jump right to the grub product here.
Yeah.
You're probably seeing skunks in the yard. That's what's probably digging up and creating these patches. There is a product that you can use right now. All the other products seem to be they're long period, over a long period of time that they should be used. The product I would use is Dilox. That's the active ingredient from Bayer. Comes in a black bag, and it's usually about 10 pounds. And you want to put that over there, over the area. What it does is it's a 24-hour product. So what it does in 24 hours, it puts out everything it has. So it's killing everything that's there that is present in the ground for the grubs. There are other non-beneficial insects that it will kill as well, but it puts everything down within 24 hours, and it will take care of your grub problem. What you actually want to do is after that's all done, you want to take care of those brown spots, rake those up, and try to get rid of the dead grass and the area, because it won't come back for you. So you want to clean those little patches up, and it wouldn't be a bad time to be putting seed on those areas. Make sure that it gets something coming back. This is the time of year that the weed seeds have started to go dormant. Most of them are. And so grass seed has nothing to really compete with. So it's actually making it so that the grass will actually grow a little bit thicker. That's why they do say the fall is one of the better times. So you'd definitely be doing that. With your first question regarding the lilies, to be honest, I'm not sure what had happened with that. I'd have to be checking with my parents on that one. I'm not positive of what had actually happened with the lilies. I'll have to give them a call later today and see if I can get a little bit of information. Maybe I'll have them tell you what's going on next week.
Patrick, are you on?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened is he was supposed to get a delivery from Florida.
Yep.
And the source forgot about him, essentially. So your dad, in the way he does things, he said, well, I'll take care of it in another way. So what he did is he made cuttings when he got home from a few that he bought there. And I have one of the cuttings.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure nothing happens to it because, you know, it's kind of important to me to make sure that I save that for next year.
So what have you done so far?
Well, right now it's in bloom, and
yep.
it's outside, and we don't have any frost yet here on the Cape.
Yep.
And what I'd like to do is just bring it through the year and for next year. And it's a beautiful lily. It's just like he described. It's very fragrant also.
Okay. And are you thinking about bringing it in for the year? Or?
Yeah, right.
Okay. One of the things you can do is it's going to start to go dormant soon.
Yeah.
So you can do a couple things. You can try to, once it starts, the frost starts to hit, which for the Cape might not be for a couple weeks. Depends on what happens here.
Yeah.
If when you're going to hear frost, you're definitely going to need to bring it in, as long as it's in a pot, I'm assuming. So you're definitely going to want to bring it in. If you're going to bring it in for the year, one of the things I do suggest is there's a product out there from Bonide. It's a it's called a houseplant insecticide. It's a powdered form that you mix into the soil. What that does is that'll take care of anything that is bringing in with the plant in the soil. Sometimes once the cold weather at this point will start to get rid of some of the insects that are there, but once you bring it inside, you might have little fungus gnats, or you might have white flies or aphids coming in with them. So this is a powder that you mix into the soil that will last up to 6 weeks and will help get rid of those, so nothing will actually attack the plant as it's inside. If you want to enjoy it for the next couple of weeks, bring it inside, put it in a sunny window, keep it that way. But a lot of times you're going to want to make sure it goes dormant and has the seasons, because if you're just keeping it in the sun at all times, it's going to keep going, so it just always thinks it's summer, especially if you keep the house very warm. So a lot of times you can put it in a basement or in a in a garage for the winter. A garage that's not going to get below freezing. You want to make sure that it has some sort of dormant period during this time. What I'll do as well, George, is I will talk with my father again and have him mention something next week. Just make sure everything's all right for you, because I know it is very important. But the next week, I believe on the Cape, you shouldn't be hitting a frost. But if it does, like I said, just bring it in for the night and make sure it's not going to get hit there, because you'll notice that some of the leaves will start to turn black if it gets a frost. That doesn't mean it's dying. That means it got too cold for it, so it's getting a little bit of burn on the tips of the plants. So the plant will actually be all right.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to commend your dad, because he did this. This was an extra thing he had to do other than have his house on the house tour.
Yeah.
He made all these cuttings just so that he could sell them for his what he was raising the money for,
Yep.
For the community, and that really impressed me.
Yeah, he does a lot of great things for the community out there. He does like giving back. That's something that he has enjoyed doing. A lot of times he doesn't tell people what he's doing, because he doesn't want to be recognized for it. But something like this, he does want to be recognized, because he wants people to come and see this and raise some money for great causes. And I know he does appreciate you guys coming up there and seeing him, and especially when you come and buy plants like that and donate. He does love doing that. It's a great feeling to hear my father call me on the days of the tours and tell me that he had over 1,000 people there before 9:30. It's just great to see that many people are out there. They want to see his garden, but that much money is being raised towards a great cause up there. So it is a great feeling to hear what he does. It is very commendable. He is a great person for doing that. I'm glad I have somebody like him to look up to and teach me what I should be doing.
Have a good day, Patrick.
Thank you, George, and you have a great day as well. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got enough time before the next break to get a couple calls in?
We sure do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alistair Maine with a question called Agastache. I believe I'm saying it right.
You're close. It's Agastache. We'll take the next call. How can we help you today on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. Yes, this summer, my neighbor had an Agastache plant.
Yep.
And it was loaded with butterflies. Butterflies I've never even seen before.
Okay.
So I wanted to get one, and I found it in the Dutch Garden catalog. But
yep.
It gave it as zone 6, and we're zone 5. And I don't know. Are there certain kinds, certain varieties?
There are a lot of different varieties of all plants out there. Agastache, I do carry down here in Peabody, Mass. It is zone hardy down here. If your neighbor is growing it and it's right near you, I don't see an issue with you growing it there. You can, one thing that I would do is I would get a plant that is actually established instead of some people will put seed down for it.
Yeah.
Some people will put seed, some people will grow it themselves. But I'm seeing zone hardiness 5 to 9.
5 to 9. This one says 6. I didn't dare get it.
There's one called Blue Fortune. It's got like a purpley blue color. That one is a 5 to 9. I'm sure there are multiple others out there that are 5 to 9. Even if it's 6, one of the things you can do, if you're a little nervous over the winter, you know, in that area, you can just put a little bit of a straw covering over it to keep it, you know, so the temperature stays the same over the winter so it does freeze and does, you know, if anything that's sticking up, it's not going to affect it. Just protect that area a little bit. But I don't see a problem. Where are you in Maine?
In Booth Bay.
Booth Bay. Booth Bay.
Coastal.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit coastal. Sometimes you're not going to get as, I know it's Maine, so you're going to get, you know, a good amount of snow, but you're not going to always, the temperature isn't going to go down as far on the coast as it will more inland. So you might be a little bit better off with it. You're probably on a border of the 5, you know, you're higher up on the 5 to a 6 than you are on a lower part of the 5 because you're coastal. So that could be one of the reasons why your neighbor has had such great success with their Agastache plant. So I would give it a try. It comes as a perennial, so, you know, you can find some that are, you know, a quart size, maybe a gallon for just a couple dollars.
Is it too late to plant it now?
At this point, I mean, companies might still have some, but what happens with a lot of people is they don't have, they might not have it in stock, but it is not a bad time to plant it. It's going to focus more on its roots, so next year it'll be better for you. And a lot of places have them on sale at this time of year, so it might be an easier way to get a couple. So it couldn't hurt to do it right now. Protect it, give it a nice good soil in there when you put it in there, and you should be fine. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard Fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits
with instructors
GCN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares,
plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. He'll be joining me live until about 10 o'clock today. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Try to answer all your gardening questions today. And, Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Jersey with a question about blackberries.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I wanted to know, I have a raspberry patch in my backyard, and at the end of the raspberry patch, we put about 2 years ago a blackberry plant, and now we get a lot of leaves and stems, but no fruit.
Okay, what have you done in the past couple of years to them?
Just cut them down each year.
Okay.
One guy told us to cut them down, you know, at the winter time, you know, in the fall.
Yep.
And we cut them down. And I went to a nursery recently, and one nursery told me to put a second plant to pollinate it. But okay. He was looking in a book. I didn't know if he seemed to know what he was talking about.
Well, one of the things with pollinators, they're so specific, so you got to make sure you have the right names.
Yeah, to go with each other. Yeah. And then the other nursery told me just to cut them halfway down. You didn't have to cross-pollinate them. He said, just cut them halfway down, and then he said, you should get fruit.
Okay. One of the things with them is they don't always bear the first year. They're usually biannual, so it's every other year with them on them, especially in the first year. They'll start to grow a lot of their, you know, their leaves and the cane.
Right, we're getting the canes and tons of leaves, but no fruit.
So it'll take usually the first and second year to take care of all that, okay, just to make sure that the plant is growing, the plant has everything it needs for its future. Usually on the third year, it's going to start to give you some fruit from it. It does take a little bit of time
for it.
It's not – the first year, it really just takes care of the stem and really gets established. The second year, it'll focus on its leaves and the stem as well. And then usually it's not doing a lot more of growing, like crazy growing. What I would do this fall, instead of cutting them back completely, one thing I would do is I would take some hay or straw at the end of the year. You want to do it once the ground is frozen,
okay?
You don't want to do it prior to this. I want you to put some of the hay and straw around the plants themselves just to give them a barrier all year so that anything that's left above ground isn't going to do a freeze-thaw type thing. One of the things that happened last year, I know at least up here, is we really did not have a lot of snow cover, so that really affected some of the plants because there was nothing to cover them and keep them in the same temperature.
Okay.
We were having days where it was, you know, it was in the high 40s, and then we'd have days in the 30s, so a lot of plants were getting a freeze-thaw effect, and it was actually affecting them a lot more. So the reason why I say you want to put this later into the season is if you put this down now, say you were to put this down, you know, in 2 weeks from now when it's, you know, you see all the leaf drop, et cetera.
Right.
Mice and little, you know, critters out in the yard are looking for a place to live. So if you put that hay or straw around the plant, they're going to find that it's going to be like a little hotel for them. It's got food. It's got shelter. All they need is water. And if the snow comes, they're going to get it from there. So they're just going to live right in there. They'll start to girdle the whole plant and just eat around it. So that's why I'm saying don't put it down now.
Okay.
So what a lot of people will do is they'll get some of the salt marsh hay now and we'll keep it. And my father's even said this before, is the day of Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, he's gone out and put that around some of his plants because at that point we're starting to get the constant the cold.
Right.
It's going to protect them a little bit.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it does take a couple of years for them to happen.
All right.
So just be a little bit patient. One of the things that you can do is if you see the flowers starting to come out.
Yeah, we did see, like, the little flower part, but then there was no berry.
Well, what you want to do is they have some, you can get this at a local garden center, you can find it online. They have, like, a pollinator to help pollinate the flower.
Oh.
So you can actually, you know, speed up the process to help
you
with fruit. So take a look at that as well, because, you know, if you didn't have the bees in the area, that might affect it. So you can actually pollinate it yourself. And we thank you for the phone call, Tom. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.